Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
When it comes to the subject of alligators, every detail of their natural history seems to be newsworthy. Two rare genetic manifestations of alligator skin have attracted thousands of visitors to zoos and other reptile exhibits in recent decades. The sensations began when 18 white hatchlings were found on a nest near Houma, Louisiana in 1987. They were not albinos, but rather leucistic alligators. An animal with this condition has defective skin cells that are incapable of making any color pigments on all or part of its body except for the eyes. In contrast, albinism is a genetic trait that inhibits the production of only the dark pigment melanin. Another difference between albino and leucistic animals is eye color. The eyes of albinos appear red because the internal blood vessels are not masked by the dark pigment, but those of leucistics are normal. Some of the captive Houma alligators are still alive and exceed 10 feet in length. Albino alligators have surfaced only slightly more than leucistic ones. The acclaimed herpetologist Raymond Ditmars wrote in 1908, "There is an albinistic specimen of alligator living in the New York Zoological Park." An alligator farmer collecting wild eggs near Myrtle Grove, Louisiana in 1991 found a clutch that hatched 7 albinos. Over the next several years, he acquired albinos from 2 nests in the same area each season. His conclusion was that there were at least 2 local females and 1 male alligator that carried the recessive gene for albinism. As recently as this year, an albino alligator was exhibited at the National Aquarium in Washington, D.C. Curators there stated that fewer than 100 of these extraordinary animals exist worldwide due to the many environmental challenges that they face. White alligators, whether albinos or leucistics, have no chance of extended survival in the wild. Their skin is sun-sensitive, and the stark coloration highlights them as easy targets for abundant predators. Those captured and exhibited for our amusement are the fortunate ones.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Welcome to the People's Pharmacy. I'm Joe Graydon.
And I'm Terry Graydon.
Welcome to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis.
This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'm Carl Castle.
And I'm Peter Sagal.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
Your financial support makes these programs possible here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.